All right, Shabbos, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on Samech Gimel Amud Beis 63b, and we are picking up again at the two dots. Haisa Limuda. So this is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 lines up from the bottom. Our shir this morning is dedicated by our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Kislev, Josh and Becker Friedman, Eli Nishmas, Josh's father, Yisrael Yehuda and Rav Chaim Rafael, and Simeon Malka Esterson, in honor of their parents, Yitzchok Laban Aaron HaKohen, and Sarah Rachel Bas Baruch, and Hinda Bas Henech Ephraim. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamas will have an Aliyah, and the families a Nechama. I will say with that, let us begin. So the Gemara says as follows. Haisa Limuda. So the Gemara says, remember, the Mishnah ended off with this particular case, with Haisa Limuda, Lios Raman Eitzachama. If she went ahead and she normally saw with an Eitzachama, with sunrise. So if you remember again, so the Mishnah said that in this particular case, Rabbi Huda Omer Kala Yom Shala. So there are two opinions. If she would normally see with the sunrise, so the first opinion, the Mishnah says she's only prohibited with the sunrise. Rabbi Huda says the entire day is hers. So Rabbi says, so what's the pshat here? So look what the Gemara says. Rabbi Huda Omer Kala Laila Shala. I bet Rabbi Huda elsewhere in another rice is quoted as saying that the entire night is hers, which means that if she normally sees with the sunrise, then halacha lemaisa, it is only the sunrise period that is problematic, but the night before is fine. Lokashia, hadri gila liros betchilas yamama, vahadri gila liros besof laila. Two different cases. One is a situation where she normally sees at the beginning of the day. If she sees at the beginning of the day, then ultimately, again, the ona, right, the period of time which she is prohibited, is, again, that particular period of time versus if she normally sees at the end of the night, then again, the entire preceding nighttime period, she will be prohibited. I will say, the idea over here being that halacha lemaisa, when a woman is expecting to become a nida, when she's expecting her to be, so the idea is, if she has a regular cycle, she is prohibited on the ona that she is expecting her period. That's how it works. So if she's expecting it, let's say at sunrise, she's prohibited during that day. If she's expecting it at the end of the night, she's prohibited that night. Tani Chada, Rabbi Huda Osra, with Nei Vesta, sorry, Tani Chada, Rabbi Huda Osra, with Nei Vesta, Umatir La'achar Vesta. So what we're going to see now, we have two brises. One brise says that Rabbi Huda asers her before her vesas, and another opinion says v'tanya idach osar umatir lachar vesta. But after the vesa, she is permitted. V'tanya idach osra li achar vesta umatir lefanav. Another brisa says that she is prohibited. She is prohibited after the vesa, but permitted before. V'lo kashya. Rabbi says it's not a contradiction. Hadir gila lemechse besof laila. Hadir gila lemechse betchilas yimama. Two different cases, Rabbi say. One is a situation, ultimately, again, where she is normally accustomed to see at the end of the night, and the other opinion is where she's normally accustomed to see at the beginning of the day. So remember, for example, if she's normally accustomed to seeing at the end of the night, then what? Then halacha lemaisa is that nighttime period that is prohibited. If she's normally accustomed to seeing at the beginning of the day, then what? It is the daytime period that is prohibited. And I will say, the idea being that although there may only be a little bit of time separating these two onos, so essentially, again, a woman becomes prohibited at the ona. Ona refers to a period of time in which she normally expects to become a nida. Amar Rava, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So Rava said, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rava Hachi, did Rava really say this? That Tanya we learned, V'izartim es b'nei Yisrami Tumasam. So the pasuk says, "You shall warn the Jewish people from their tumah." Mikan Amrabi Rabbi Yirmiyah, Azhar levnei Yisrael sheyifreshu minisho sehen samuch levestan. So from here we see a very important pasuk, which is that a man is obligated to separate from his wife samuch levesta, which means close to the time that she is expecting to become a nida. V'kama, how long is that? Amar Rava, Ona. Rava says Ona means 1 12-hour period. Aye, so the Gemara says, my love, ona achrisi. Does that not mean one additional ona before the ona in which she is expecting her period? So I'll say, for example, let's say again a woman only gets, when it becomes a nida, on sunrise of the 20th day of the month, just to keep it easy. So the ona, right, what's her ona? The ona is the daytime period of the 20th day of the month, right? That's her ona. I thought over here that when the pasuk says that v'izartim esbeisol mitumasam, warn the Jewish people regarding tumah, and from here we see that a man separates from his wife an ona before she becomes a nida. I would have thought that this is the ona before the ona. So for example, what it would mean for our purposes is that he would separate from his wife not only the day that she's expecting her period, but what? The night before as well. The 12-hour night period before as well. To which the Gemara says, the halacha only requires a man to separate from his wife on the actual ona in which she is expecting to become a nida. So this is a very important halacha. So if a woman is, even if a woman has a veses kavua, woman has a regular cycle. So let's say again, just for our illustration purposes, she goes ahead and she becomes a nida on the 20th of the month. That's her regular cycle. And let's say even she has even a greater degree of regularity. She sees 10 o'clock in the morning on the 20th day of every single month. So I might have thought that halacha l'maisa, he's only obligated to separate from his wife, literally come 10 o'clock in the morning, on the 20th of the month. Now what the halacha tells me is that no, a husband is obligated to separate from his wife that entire ona. What's the ona that she's expecting her period in this particular case? That ona would be what? From sunrise of the 20th of the month. That daytime period. He'd be obligated to separate from her that particular ona. Now, interestingly enough, the Gemara entertains the possibility that maybe he should have to go ahead and separate the ona before as well. Right, the nighttime, meaning the 12-hour period before the time. So, for example, in this case, she's expecting a period on the 10 o'clock on the day of the 20th. Maybe we should have to separate from her the night before as an additional chumra, an additional safety measure. So the Gemara says, no, that's not obligatory. But also, we know that in halacha, that is what's called the onas or zarua. There is a chumra like that in Hilchos Nida, that a man separates from his wife not only on the ona that she is expecting her period, but the ona before as well, called the onas or zarua. Again, there was one who espouses the halacha l'maisa. So again, it's a chumra in Hilchos Nida. It's definitely a chumra. One is not obligated to take on chumras, but halacha l'maisa, it is a chumra that is based on this particular gemara over here. Good. Says the Mishnah. Haisa limuda lihios ra yom tesvav. So I'll say, listen to this. So now the Mishnah gives another case. A woman has a what we call a veses kavua, a fixed cycle. So what happens? She normally sees the 15th of the month. Then the next, so we'll say, I mean, she has an established pattern. That happened 3 months. So that's her veses. V'shinsa liyos ro'a liyom chaf. And now 1 month, she changes, and she sees on the 20th of the month. What's the halacha? We'll say in the following months, let's say again, months 1, 2, and 3, she sees on the 15th of the month. Fantastic. So come month number 4, she has what's called a veses kavua, a set cycle, right? To see on the 15th of the month. So month 4 goes by, same thing. Month 5 comes along, and what happens? She sees now on the 20th of the month instead of the 15th. So what's the halacha? In month number 6, zeh v'zeh asurin. In month number 6, she must be chosheshes for the arrival of her period on both of those days. Day 15, why? Because day 15 is her veses kavua, that's her established cycle. Day 20, because that's the day that she saw on last month. So she can't ignore that date as well. Shin sa gimel pam liyom chaf. So I will say, let's say again, on month number 6, 7, and 8, she sees on the 20th and not on the 15th. Then what? Hutter tesvav. The 15th is no longer her veses kavua, the kavalah yom chaf, and she has established a veses kavua for the 20th of the month. She'ein isha kavas la veses achetik v'ena gimel pamim, v'ena mitaris v'ena veses achetik akramim v'ena gimel pamim. Because Rabbi said, a woman establishes a veses through seeing on the same day 3 times, right, for 3 consecutive months, and she undoes a veses. by seeing on a different date three times as well. Beautiful. Top of Samach Dal Rav Dal. Itmar. Rasi Yom Chamisha Asar L'Chodesh Zeh. V'Yom Tes Zayin L'Chodesh Zeh. V'Yom Shiva Asar L'Chodesh Zeh. Supposedly this is this interesting case. Month number one, she sees on the 15th of the month. Month number two, on the 16th of the month. Month number three, the 17th of the month. So Rav says, Rav Amar Kavala Veses L'Dilug. We both said there is such a concept called a Veses HaDilug, which means ultimately, again, she gets a period, well, literally, again, it's a Veses for skipping. So not skipping a month, but essentially what we'll call it is a progressive cycle. Right? A progressive cycle. So the idea is that each month she sees it on one day later than the previous month. So you could create a Veses like that. So Rav says, the first month 15, second month 16, third month 17, she's established a Veses L'Dilug. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no. Ad She'Tishalish B'Dilug. The first month doesn't count. First month doesn't count. They will say, why doesn't the first month count? Because there's no indication that that, quote-unquote, is a skipping. Right? The first month is just the 15th. That's just the first time that it came. The skipping is only established when? Ultimately, again, when she has second month, third month, fourth month. So then the first month just is what it is. Then you have three more months that indicates a skipping pattern. So I'll say, fundamental machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, as to how to establish a Veses L'Dilug. Rav says even the first month, where she saw on the 15th, will count towards the establishment of this Veses. Shmuel says, no, the first month does not count. She requires three actual months where the skipping pattern is clear in order to be able to establish that Veses. So it appeared that Rav and Shmuel are having the machlokes ultimately again of Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. What's the machlokes here? This sign, you're both saying, interesting case. So it sounds like what they're arguing about over here is the establishment of chazakah, right? How many times do you need a chazakah for? So listen to this interesting case. Nisei's l'rishon umeis. If a woman marries a man and her first husband dies, l'sheni umeis. She marries a second man and her husband dies. So we'll say, so now what happens? She's read the shidduch to husband number three. Right? Lucky guy. Right? She's read to husband number three. What's the halacha? L'shlishi lo tinase. So ultimately, again, she may not marry a third man. So we'll say, this is what's called in halacha, a katlanis. So we'll say, katlanis is there's a concern that if a woman has repeated husbands who die, that there might be something to this. So therefore, if husband number one died, husband number two died, we do not let her marry husband number three. Divrei Rebbe. These are words of Rebbe. Shimon Gamliel Omer Gimel Tinase, Ledal Tinase. Rebbe Gimel says, no. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says, no, she can marry husband number three. It's only if husband number three dies, she can't marry husband number four. So we'll say, so what are they really arguing about? What they're really arguing about is how do you establish chazakah, right? Remember again, so is chazakah established after two times or is chazakah established after three times? That's really the fundamental issue. So we'll say, so perhaps the machlokis Rav and Shmuel is the same machlokis over here. That again, Rav is saying that when she sees on the 15th, 16th, and 17th, so the truth is, it's really the 15th is really irrelevant. It's the 16th and 17th that establish the Veses L'Dilug, because you only need two times to establish a Chazakah, to establish a Veses. Shmuel, on the other hand, says, no, Chazakah is established three times. Therefore, the first Re'iyah on the 15th is really meaningless. She needs 16, 17, and 18 for a total of 4 months, really to be able to establish this Veses HaDilug. To which the Gemara says, "Lo, the Chulei Akum Shem Gamliel." It's not true. Rather, everyone really holds a Kum Shem Gamliel, namely that Chazaka is established through three times. So, for example, in this case of the Katlanis, right, this woman, it's only if she had three husbands who died. Then ultimately, again, can she not marry husband number four? Everyone agrees you need three to establish chazakah. So what's happening over here? V'hacha, v'hacha miflagi. Here's what they're arguing about. Rav Savar, chamisha asar miminyana, ushmuel. So Rav holds that the first month, when she sees on the 15th, is part of the pattern as well. That is part of the pattern. Even though, again, there's no previous month to indicate to us that 15 is a skipping. Nevertheless, 50 becomes part of the pattern. Ushmol Savashmol says, Kivan Delav Badiluk Chazise, Lav Meminyano. Ushmol, on the other hand, says, listen, at the end of the day, 15 is not part of the skipping pattern. If it's not part of the skipping pattern, then it cannot become part of establishing the Vesa. So I'll say, so fundamental machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about how to establish a Veses Hadiluk, a skipping Veses. Esve, so the reason of the Kasha, Haisalimuda Lihios, Lihios Royom Tesvav, the Shinsa Liom Shishasa, if one was normally accustomed to seeing on the 15th of the month. And then what happens? Well, so what that means is she has a Veses Kavu, an established cycle that she sees on the 15th of the month. Then what happens? So let's keep it easy. So let's say months 1, 2, and 3, and we'll even throw in 4. Feeling good today, right? Month number 4, she sees all of that on the 16th. Now she has an established Veses. Then what happens? On month number 5, Shinsel Yom Shisha Asar, she switches and she sees on the 16th instead of the 15th. What's Talacha? Ze v'ze Asurin. So we'll say in the following month, both days 15 and 16 will be Asura. In other words, she'll have to anticipate that she's going to become an Ida on both of those days. Shinsa Liom Shivasar. So we'll say, so now, okay, let's play this out. Months 1, 2, and 3, she sees on the 15th. Okay? So therefore, again, come month number 4, she has a Veses Kavua for day number 15. Month number 4, she sees on the 16th. So we'll say, so what happens? In month number 5, she must be Choshesh for what? 15 and 16. Month number five, she sees on the 17th. In month number 6, she must still be Choshesh for the 15th. No longer has to worry about the 16th, but does have to worry about the 17th. So Shinsalim Shivasar, Hutar Shishasar, Vinasar Khamishasar, Vishivasar. We'll say now let's say month number seven, Shinsalim Shmonasar. She sees it on the 18th. So we'll say, so what happens? Hutra Kulan. They will say at this point in time, then it's been 3 months that she has not seen a month on day number 15. After 3 months that she hasn't seen on day number 15, then what? Day number 15 is no longer a Veses Kabua. No longer a Veses Kabua, and therefore she no longer must be Choshesh for it. Hutra Kulan, Ve'in Asra Ela Mishmona Asar Ve'elach. And ultimately, again, she's only Asura from the 18th and on. I say Kashi L'Rav. So we'll say this seems to contradict Rav, right? Because again, you're seeing that you require 3 months, to which the Gemara says, Amalucha Rav Limuda Shaini. Rav says it's different when she begins with a Veses Kavua, right? Ultimately, again, if she begins with a Veses Kavua, then that first time cannot be part of the counting for her Veses Hadilog. Vidikarila Mai Karila. So we'll say ultimately, again, the one who brought this up, why did he bring it up? Because I need the case ultimately again where she is beginning with a Veses Kavua. Why is that? Because I might have thought that since Halacha Lamaisa she had a Veses Kavua, once she uprooted it with 2 times, seeing it on a different date, it should be uprooted. Kamash Mala, no. If a woman has a Veses Kavua, the only way to uproot a Veses Kavua is how? To see on a different date 3 consecutive times. If a woman sees on the 21st of the month, she sees on the 21st of the month in 1 month, month 1. Yom Esrim Mishnayim B'chodesh Zeh, the 22nd of the month in month number 2. Yom Esrim Mishlosha B'chodesh Zeh, day 23 in the 3rd month. What's Talacha? Kavala Veses. Ultimately, again, she has established for herself a Veses. Sirga liyom esrim v'arba. But if, again, she skipped over ultimately, again, to day 24, lo kavala Veses, ultimately, again, she will not have established for herself a Veses. To which the Gemara says, Tiyuv to the Shmuel. This seems to reject Shmuel's idea, because you see over here that the first month can count towards the establishment of the Veses. Amr lecha Shmuel hachamar haskinon, what's the case? Kigon deregila lemechse liyom esrim. She normally sees on the 20th, and then she changed over to the 21st day. Therefore, again, even in month number one, it counts towards the Dilug. So we'll say, so what we end up over here is with a fundamental machlokes between Rav and Shmuel about if a woman is going to create what we call a sequential veses, which means that she sees one day later each and every month. So we'll say, so for example, aside from this, if a woman has what we call a veses hadilug, it means, let's say, month number one, she saw 15 to 16, 3, 17. That means in month number four, she would anticipate becoming a nida when? Day number 18. So the shaila is, how many months do you require to establish this veses hadilug? Rav says 3, Shmuel says 4. The reason why Shmuel says 4 is why? Because he knows that month number 1 doesn't really count. Because what is month number 1? Well, so what's month number 1? It's like your baseline, right? It doesn't mean there's no dilug involved in that. And the Shulchan Aruch accepts the opinion of Shmuel that to establish a veses hadilug, you need 3 months in which it's clear that there is a progression. So there, for example, in this month, in this case, where month number one just is the beginning of everything, there's no progression in month number one. Therefore, you would need 3 months that demonstrate progression in order to establish a veses hadilog like Shmuel. Good. She'in ha'isha kovas la'veses achetiklana. Because remember again, the Mishnah said that halacha l'mayis woman only establishes a veses if she sees on the same date 3 times, to which the Gemara says, Amra Papa, lo Amr el Lemikva, Avalamechesh Bechada Zimna Chaisha. So what's this? Remember again, it's only that you require 3 times in order to establish a veses. But remember, whatever day a woman gets her period on, that's the day that she is Choshesh automatically next month. Right? What's this? So no matter what your veses is, whenever she bleeds, she is Choshesh for that particular day in the following month. My Kamash Lantanina. So Gemara says, okay, we learned this already. We learned this already. Woman normally is accustomed to see on the 15th of the month. Vishins liyom esrim. And then 1 month she changes over to see on the 20th of the month. Zevaz asurin. Ultimately, again, both days will be asur. To which the Gemara says, Ime hasam, hava mina hanimi liheicha dekayim besoch nidasa. With just that brisa, I would have thought that maybe that's talking about a case where dafka she's bleeding during the days in which she expects to become a nida. But perhaps again, if she bleeds during the days where she doesn't expect to become a nida, maybe she doesn't have to be choshesh for that day in the following month. So therefore, the Gemara is teaching me is even if a woman has a veses kavua, set cycle, but for some reason she sees on a different day that particular month, in the following month, she must be Chosheshes for her Veses Kavua day, as well as what? As well as the day that she actually saw on the previous month. Veinu Mataris Min HaVeses, and soon the Mishnah said, you only break a Veses through seeing on a different day 3 consecutive months. Amar Papa, Lo Amar Ela De Kavase Tlasa Zimni, De Tricha Tlasa Zimni Le Me'akre. So we'll say it is only a Veses that is established 3 consecutive months that ultimately requires 3 consecutive months to break it. But I will say, let's say if a woman saw on the same day for 2 consecutive months, she sees on the 15th of the month in month 1 and in month 2. Bechada zimne me'akar. We'll say that's not a veses, and therefore in month number 3, when she sees on a different date, that riyah month number 3, quote unquote, allows us to disregard what occurred on the previous 2 months, and therefore month number 4, she need not be vigilant regarding the dates of months number 1 and 2. To which the Gemara says, okay, we learned this. Ma'a kamashu antanina. We learned this already. Eina isha kovas la veses ajetikva ena shalosh pamim. We already learned that a veses is only established when a woman sees on the same date 3 times. So we've established that. So obviously a woman sees twice, right? And then on the 3rd month, she sees on a different date. Come month number 4, she could disregard the dates of months number 1 and 2. To which the Gemara says, what would you have thought? Chada lechad, tre letarti, tlasa letlasa. So I'll say, because I might have thought, that's what? When a woman sees on a particular date 1 month, she only requires to be on a different day to go and uproot that previous month's Re'iyah. If she saw two times on the same date, then what? It should require two times to undo that. And if she saw three times on the same date, it should require what? Seeing on an alternate date three times to undo that. I will say, Kamash Malan, that when it comes to one and two, as soon as she sees on a different date, even one time, halacha l'maisa, that allows her to disregard those previous dates. It is only when she's established a vesas kavua, which is established through seeing on the same date three times, that in order to uproot that vesas, she has to see on an alternate date three times. Good. Tanya kavase dira papa. It's right. That's the part. Dira papa. Ha'iseli muda lios ro yom esrim. V'shins liyom shloshim. Both say if a woman had a vesas kavua to see on the 20th of the month. So let's say again, months 1, 2, 3, and 4, she sees on the 20th. Then what happens? Shins liyom shloshim. Month number 4, she goes ahead and she sees on the 30th day instead of the 20th day. What's the halacha? Come month number 5, ze v'ze asurin. Both day 20 and day 30 will be asur, right? Day 20 is asur. Why? Why? Because that's her vesas kavua. That's her established cycle. Day 30 is asur. Why? Because ultimately, again, that's the date that she saw on in month number 4, on the previous month. So what happens? Ultimately, again, in month number 4, or really is month number 5 now, if halacha l'maisa, the 20th day came and she did not become an ida, muteres l'shamish ad yom shloshim, ultimately she's permitted to be with her husband until the 30th day, and then what happens? V'choshesh liyom shloshim. And ultimately, again, at that point in time, she must be careful for day number 30. If ultimately, again, day number 30, this is now in month number 5, day number 30 comes and she becomes an Ida. So Rabbi says, then what? So V'rasa, Higye Yom Esim V'lo Rasa, Higye Yom Shloshim V'lo Rasa, Higye Yom Esim V'rasa, Hutter Yom Shloshim. So Rabbi says, remember again, V'ne'esar, I'm sorry, I'm on base, V'ne'esar, Yom Esrim if they sha'oreach bizman oba. So this is just an illustration of what we said before. So remember again, essentially halacha l'maisa, if the woman went ahead and normally had a vesas to see on the 20th day, and then what happens? Then 1 month she switches to the 30th. In the following month, she must be choshesh for both of those dates, the 20th and the 30th. If in the following month she sees on the 30th, so now remember again, there are a number of different scenarios. If for next 3 months she doesn't see on the 20th and does see on the 30th, then what happens? The vesas of the 20th is done, and the new vesas ultimately, again, comes to the 30th. If, however, let's say on the 4th month she sees on the 30th, but on the 5th month she doesn't see on the 30th, then the 30th falls off, and the 20th remains as her vesas kavua. So this is just the basic halachos of vestos. So again, for our purposes, a vesas is established through three consecutive years. So what I just want to point out to you is, when I say consecutive, it means that she becomes an Ida at the same time, three consecutive times. It doesn't have to be consecutive months. So for example, we just saw over here, there's something called the Veses HaDilug. So for example, the Gemara says, month number 1, she got a period on day 15. Month number 2, day 16. Month number 3, day 17. Month number 4, day 18. We possibly need 4 months like that, like Shmuel. So we'll say, let's call the Veses HaDilug. There's another type of Veses HaDilug, which is what? A woman becomes an Ida in month 1, doesn't become an Ida in month 2, becomes an Ida in month 3, nothing 4, again 5. That's also called a Veses HaDilug. And I will say, again, any time that you establish a pattern, so the pattern need not be consecutive months, for example. So a pattern of 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 is also called a Veses HaDilug. So any Veses is established through three consecutive times. Any Veses is only uprooted if, again, it's changed three consecutive times. The interesting part over here is if in any particular month she changes from the normal Veses, in the following month she must anticipate the arrival on her period on one of two dates, either the Veses Kavua date or the date on which she got her period the previous month. Good. Both say the parak ends off with an interesting change of discussion. We're going to spend time on this, even though the Mishnah is just introducing it here. Nashem bebesuleim ki gifanim. Both say there is something called dam besulim. Right, so dam besulim is blood that comes from the rupturing of the hymen. That is not nida blood, right? Remember again, dam nida is uterine blood. So hymenal blood is what we call damaka. that's blood from an injury. We're going to discuss, however, what Chazal did with dam besulim for a variety of reasons. So the Mishnah, however, says that ultimately, again, noshim bebesulim ki gifanim. So the Gemara compares dam besulim, hymen or blood, ultimately, again, to like a grapevine. You'll see why the example is. Yesh kefen shiena adam. There are some grapes which produce red wine. Yesh kefen shiena shachar. There are some grapes which produce black wine. They both say the idea being that dam besulim could be different colors. Yesh kefen shiena meruba. There are some grapes that produce a lot of wine. So there's sometimes dam besulim could be a lot of dam. Yesh kefen shiena muat. And there are some grapes that produce very little wine. Sometimes, again, ultimately, again, a woman could have very little dam besulim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol gefen yesh b'yayin. So Rabbi Yehuda says, but every grape, every vine produces wine. V'yesha in b'yayin, but except the ones that don't, right? And the grapevines that don't produce wine, hareze durkati. Those types of vines are called durkati. Okay? So look at the Gemara. So Rabbi says, what does durkati mean? Tana durkatua. Let's say Dorkati is a contraction, Dorkatua, cut off generations. What Rabbi Yehuda was saying is that ultimately, again, not just in a reference, ultimately, again, to Dam Nida, to Dam Besulim, but in general, if a woman does not bleed, then ultimately, again, that is going to be indicative of difficulty with fertility. Right? Meaning if she doesn't experience a regular period, regular bleeding, that's called a dorkati. Dorkatua, truncated generations, she may have trouble conceiving. Tanya Rabbi Chiya, Kishim Sha'asvar Yafa Le'isa, was an interesting Gemara. Rabbi Chiya says, the same way that yeast is good for the dough, Kach damim causes it to rise. Kach damim yafa leisha. So to again, we'll say a regular pattern of bleeding is healthy for a woman. The idea being that if a woman has a healthy cycle, right, then Emir Tzashem, that'll help her with her fertility. Emir says, any woman who bleeds often has many children. So we'll say again, same idea, just being this concept, that the more regular she is in her cycle, the better her chances ultimately, again, for conception. Good, we'll say, we're going to come back and deal with Dam Besulim as its own standalone sugya. Hajar Alach, Ha'isha, Mazel Tov. Tinokish Lagiyaz Manalira. We'll say, here we go. So let's say, again, you have a young girl. We'll say, Tinokis means a girl below the age of 12. Tinokis Shalagiyaz Manalira. So you have a young girl who has not yet established a cycle, or it's not yet time for her to get her period. So we'll say, so what happens? Benises, and she gets married. So we'll say, so now we're going to be talking about Dam Besulim a little bit. So remember again, the Dam Besulim is not Dam Nida. It's not Dam Nida, right? And therefore, again, technically speaking, if a woman bleeds as a result of relations from Dam Besulim, so halacha lemaisa, she does not become a Nida. Of course, as you know, the great concern that's going to be is, well, how do you really know for sure if it's Dam Nida or Dam Besulim, right? How do you know maybe the woman is bleeding as a result of something else that is uterine? How do you know what's what? So the Mishnah is going to try to figure that out over here. So let's say case number one is a young girl who has not yet become a Nida, gets married. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? Veishamai omim nostim la'arba leilo. So Veishamai says that ultimately, again, we give her 4 nights to bleed, which means that we assume that for the first 4 nights after they get married, if she bleeds as a result of relations, that bleeding is related to Dam Besulim and not Dam Nida. Ubeisila om achetichi amaka. Beisila says, no. We're not worried. We don't give an amount of time. Rather, what we do is we base this on the metzias. We know that ultimately, again, there is a rupturing of the hymen from the first act of relations. So we wait to see until, quote-unquote, the wound is healed. In other words, you attribute the bleeding to Bia, to the Dam Nida, to the Dam Besulim, for as long as you need to, until, quote-unquote, she's healed. So the Gemara says, Higiyaz Manaliros, that's case number one. Case number two, let's say she's a girl above 12 years old. Therefore, we assume at this point in time, halacha lemaisa, she is becoming a Nida. So Higiyaz Manaliros, Vinicius, and she gets married. Beis Shammai says, we give her the first night. So we give her the wedding night, and we say ultimately, again, any bleeding that occurs on that first night, that's Dam Besulim. Right? Anything after that, we have to be Choshesh for Dam Nida. Ubeisila omrim ad Matzei Shabbos arba leilos. Beisila says, we give her 4 nights until Matzei Shabbos. So we'll say, why is 4 nights? Because remember, again, going back, Rashi references back ultimately, again, to the Mishnah and Kesuvos, which we'll see in the Gemara, which is, when did people normally get married? Wednesday night. Wednesday night. Torah say, why Wednesday night? Ultimately, again, in the event that there was a claim against the Besulim, Beis Din was in session when? Thursday morning. So therefore, again, you give her 4 nights until Matzei Shabbos. So the Gemara goes on. So we'll say, what happens if we're talking about a situation of a woman before she got married? Before she got married, she's still living in her father's home, and she had already become a Nida. So now she gets married, and she already is established as a woman who becomes a Nida. So in this case, so Beishamai says, in that case, we only give her one Bia. What does that mean? That we only attribute Dam to Dam Besulim, only for one Bia, for the first Bias Mitzvah. And Beisilo says, we give her the entire night. So even if they're together repeated times over the course of that first night, we assume that any blood that comes about is a result of Dam Besulim and not Dam Nida. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Va'afilu Rasa. So we'll say, so remember again, going back to the first case. The first case was a Tinokes Shloegia Zmanaliros. This is a girl below the age of 12 who has not, right, whose time to become a Nida has not yet arrived. We assume that a girl does not become a Nida before the age of 12. So her Zman to see has not yet come about. So remember again, she gets married. She's with her husband. The Shammai says we give her 4 nights. Beisilel says that ultimately again, we give her until the wound heals. In other words, so as long as she bleeds and she's quote-unquote not healed, we attribute that bleeding to Dam Besulim and not Dam Nida. So says the Gemara, Rav Nachman points out something very interesting, that in this case, even if she did actually become a Nida, the halachos, in other words, let's say she's a girl who did experience some type of menstrual flow. So the halachos would not change. Mimai, midi kamaflik b'seifa bin rasa bin shlo rasa, mechlav deresha lo shnahachi v'lo shnahachi. We'll say from the fact that the end of the Mishnah makes a distinction between whether or not she became a Nida, didn't become a Nida, and the resha did not, indicates to us that either way it doesn't change the halacha for this girl who is a tinokis. Tayyan al-Akhrabais that supports this. Beisilo omrim ad shetich yamaka bein rasa bein lo rasa. Beisilo says that halacha reminds with the tinokas. We give her ultimately again until the wound heals, whether she has seen Dam Nida or not. Good. So next, ad shetich yamaka. So also remember again, so the Beisilo says that for a tinokas, girl below the age of 12 who gets married, we attribute or any blood that she sees as a result of bia to dam besulim. For how long? Until the wound heals. Says the Gemara. Okay, ad kama. So how long is that? Amrav Yehuda Amrav calls man shenocheres. So we'll say, so nocheres literally means snorting. So we'll see what this means. Rashi says the kaman mafarish. We'll see what this means in the Gemara in just a moment. Kamisa kamei Shmuel. When I said this over before Shmuel, Amrli Shmuel said to me, Nechira zu, eini yodea mahi, I don't know what the snorting is referring to over here. Ela kolzman sharok matzui besochapa machmas tashmish. But Shmuel says something different. Shmuel says that halacha lemaisa, literally as long as the saliva is found inside of the mouth, which means, let's say essentially what Shmuel is saying is that halacha lemaisa, as long as it appears to us that the bleeding is a result, ultimately, again, of the bia, you could attribute it to the bia. So once I say the idea that Shmuel is saying over here is that the only thing you could judge it as based on metzias, if it appears that she's bleeding every single time as a result of the bia, and she's not bleeding at other times, that we attribute that to be what? Dam besulim. Remember, again, we're talking over here in category number one, which is the tinokes, the girl below the age of 12 who has not yet become a nidos. She hasn't reached the age of nidos. So Shmuel is saying in this particular case, halacha lemaisa, as long as it appears that she's bleeding as a result of the besulim, that's what we attribute it to. So the Gemara says, Nechir de kamarav hechidami. What's this case of snorting? Amarav Shmuel bar Yitzchak ledidi mefarsh lemenei derav. So here's what it is. Omedes veroa, yosheves ve'ino roa, biyadua shelo chaysa hamaka. So let's listen to this. If when she's standing, she bleeds, but when she sits, she doesn't bleed, that indicates to us that what? That halacha lemaisa, the wound, i.e. the area of the basulim, has not healed. So it's actually very interesting. So it appears that what they're saying is like this. When she stands and like there's pressure, right? Gravity is working upon her and she bleeds. That's indicative of the fact that the wound has not healed. If when she sits, ultimately, and she does not bleed, that indicates to us that ultimately, again, I'm sorry, Omedis Vara Yoshev Seinaroa, if when she stands, right, she bleeds, and when she sits, she does not bleed, that tells us that the wound has not healed, that the basulim are still irritated, and that's why they are bleeding. So the Gemara says, Al Gabi Karka Varoa, if she sits on the ground and she bleeds, Al Gabi Karn the Kistos Veinaroa, but when she sits on cushions, she does not bleed, Biadua Shalo Chaisa Maka. Then what? That indicates to us that the wound has not healed. Why? Because when she sits on the ground is tough. When she sits against the ground, it irritates the area of the basulim and she bleeds. But if she sits on something soft, she doesn't bleed. That indicates to us that what? That the area of the basulim is irritated and that's why she's bleeding. Al gabi kulam veroa, al gabi kulam ve'inaroa, biyadua shechaisamaka. Rabbi will say, if ultimately again she always bleeds, right, when she sits on anything, or she never bleeds when she sits on anything, then that indicates to us that what? That Allah Chalamaisa, that the wound has healed. So Rabbi says, so the idea over here, you begin to see that the only way to assess if it's machmas besulim is to just assess, right, whether it's Shmuel's assessment that Allah Chalamaisa, if she's always bleeding as a result of the bia, That's a pretty good indication that the wound has not healed and this is dam basulim. The second metric we'll say is essentially, does she bleed when the area of the basulim is affected? If she bleeds when the area, so let's say if she's standing, gravity working upon it, the pressure working upon it, that indicates to us that what? But when she sits, she doesn't bleed. That shows it's the dam maka. Or if she sits on the ground and she bleeds, but if she sits on something soft, she doesn't bleed. That indicates to us that Allah Chalamaisa, that's dam maka. We have to assess it based on what we are able to see. Higiyas manos. So we'll say, so remember again, the next case was as follows. The next case was a girl who is above the age of 12, and therefore halacha lemaisa expects her period, right? Becomes an ida. So in this case, when she gets married, what's her status? Beis Shammai says, we give her the first night. So any bleeding that occurs is on the first night. Halacha lemaisa is going to be dam besulim. And Beis Hillel says, we give her until Matzah Shabbos, 4 days. 4 days. Itmar shimsha biyamin. So the Gemara says as follows. What happens in the following case? And we'll stop over here for today. We'll Amir Tzashem pick up at these two dots of Itmar Amir Tzashem tomorrow. Shachar Vosei.